Imagine a forest so vast that it could swallow all of France. A single forest that offsets the emissions of 300 million cars. But this natural wonder is under threat. Deforestation, illegal mining, and poaching are pushing it to the brink. Now, here's the good news. That's about to change. Thanks to the creation of the largest tropical forest reserve on Earth, backed by billion-dollar funding. And that's just the beginning. Today, we're diving into 10 good news stories that'll put a smile on your face. Like the story of Tawana Looney, who was waiting for a miracle and is now walking the streets of New York, thanks to a pig's kidney. Or a groundbreaking initiative in Sacramento that gives homeless people a chance to reshape their lives. These are the stories that deserve to be heard. We start with the just-mentioned conservation project in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They're creating something extraordinary. A green corridor stretching over 2,400 kilometers from the Virunga National Park to Kinshasa. This isn't just any conservation project. It's set to become Earth's largest protected tropical forest reserve. The Congo Basin isn't just big. It's a living, breathing marvel. Picture this. Over 10,000 species calling it home, from mighty gorillas to tiny, colorful tree frogs found nowhere else on Earth. And it also provides for 60 million people, more than Italy's entire population. And here's what makes this project extraordinary. It isn't just about protecting trees. Through hydroelectric dams, solar farms, and sustainable agroforestry, the project will create 500,000 new jobs and deliver a million tons of food annually to Kinshasa. With 1 billion euros already mobilized by the European Union and partners, it's transforming one of the Earth's most vital ecosystems into an economic powerhouse while also fighting climate change. From protecting entire forests to saving individual species, here's another win for conservation. In Madagascar, a remarkable community rescue mission has just saved thousands of critically endangered tortoises from a disaster that threatened to undo years of conservation work. And these weren't just any tortoises either. The rescued residents, mostly radiated and spider tortoises, had already escaped death once after being confiscated from illegal wildlife traffickers. Now they faced a new battle for survival, as Cyclone Dikeledi sent floodwaters sweeping through their sanctuary. But here's where this story takes an inspiring turn. The entire community, sanctuary staff, local residents, and even police officers jumped into action. Armed with containers and makeshift rafts, they waded through meter-deep floodwaters to save these ancient creatures. Some rescuers even converted damaged building materials into floating platforms for their prehistoric passengers. Their efforts paid off spectacularly. Of the 12,000 tortoises at risk, more than 10,000 have been saved. Turns out these slow-moving giants are surprisingly good swimmers. This rescue couldn't have come at a more crucial time. These species have already disappeared from 65% of their natural habitat in Madagascar. Some of these tortoises could live to be over 100 years old, the same species gifted to Tonga's royal family by Captain James Cook in 1777, lived to the remarkable age of 188. While Madagascar celebrates its tortoise rescue, another wildlife salvation story is unfolding in Ohio. Over 250 animals have just been given a second chance after being discovered in what rescuers called one of the most horrific situations they've ever seen. The scene was pretty heartbreaking. Foxes, wolf dogs, and coyotes were found crammed into wire cages with little protection from freezing temperatures. Many were missing limbs and body parts from injuries sustained in their confinement. With winter storms approaching, rescuers knew that they were racing against time. But here's where the story turns around. In a massive operation, the Humane Society and local rescuers worked tirelessly through brutal weather conditions to save these animals. Among these heroes was Susan Vogt, founder of Red Riding Hood Rescue, a nonprofit dedicated to saving and rehabilitating wolf dogs, who opened her facility to three of these survivors. The transformation is already beginning. One of the rescued wolf dogs has gone from a freezing wire cage to recovering in a warm basement. And there's even more good news here. The community has rallied behind these survivors, raising over $10,000 to support their rehabilitation. It's proof that when people come together, we can give these animals the second chance that they deserve. Picture this. every year in the United States, 1 billion birds, that's 30 birds every single second, die from window collisions. These birds die from flying into windows that they simply can't see. But sometimes the biggest problems have surprisingly simple solutions. Enter the simple dot pattern, about to transform bird conservation as we currently know it. At Chicago's McCormick Place, the tragedy became impossible to ignore. During a single migration day, 1,000 birds, entire flocks wiped out in hours, crashed into the convention center's invisible walls. North America's largest convention center had become one of its deadliest obstacles for migrating birds. But here's where a proven solution makes a huge difference. A company called Feather Friendly developed a special window film with a polka dot pattern that makes glass visible to birds. In 2024, they covered an area equivalent to 2 football fields with this life-saving window film. The results are pretty remarkable. Bird deaths at McCormick Place dropped by an incredible 95%. This success story isn't just about numbers. It's proving that simple solutions can have huge impacts, inspiring buildings across America to follow suit. While birds are getting a new lease on life, one of humanity's oldest industries is getting a revolutionary makeover. Chinese scientists from the Chinese Academy of Engineering have cracked a challenge that stumped engineers for centuries: how to make iron without destroying the planet. Their solution? A process 3,600 times faster than traditional methods, with dramatically reduced carbon emissions. Think about this. For thousands of years, making iron meant one thing: massive blast furnaces burning through mountains of coal. For China, producing more steel than the rest of the world combined created an impossible choice between production and pollution. Well, enter flash iron making, a breakthrough that turns iron ore into pure iron in just seconds through an explosive chemical reaction. After a decade of intensive research, Chinese engineers developed a special vortex lance capable of processing 450 tons of iron ore per hour. What's the secret? Well, a spraying system that creates a rain of glowing iron droplets, eliminating the need for coal entirely. The impact here goes far beyond speed. This technology could improve energy efficiency by over 30% while significantly reducing carbon emissions. With an 80% success rate in pilot tests, this process could help one of our oldest industries to reduce its environmental impact. While China revolutionizes iron production, Abu Dhabi is working on developing our renewable energy systems. Their plan is to build a massive solar park with huge storage capacity, capturing the power of the desert sun during the day and delivering it around the clock. Imagine a solar plant so vast that it could power a city the size of San Francisco, continuing to provide energy even after the sun sets. This $6 billion marvel sprawls across 20 square miles and is expected to be finished in 2027. With a large battery system, they take on solar power's eternal challenge, the sunset. While other solar plants shut down at night, this giant solar farm keeps providing energy throughout the night for 750,000 homes. Meanwhile, in Oxford's laboratories, scientists are pioneering something equally revolutionary: the ability to spot cancer before it strikes. Imagine detecting cancer at its earliest stages, when cells have just begun to change, but symptoms haven't appeared yet. Well, that's exactly what Oxford scientists have achieved with a blood test called Triox. By scanning multiple DNA signatures simultaneously, it catches 6 different types of cancer, including silent killers like pancreatic and ovarian cancers. The result is an astonishing 94.9% accuracy rating. That's better than many expert doctors can achieve with traditional methods. The impact here could be revolutionary. Imagine detecting cancers that often go unnoticed until it's too late with just a simple blood test. While still in development, this breakthrough could make early cancer detection as routine as a regular health check. Medical AI is pushing these boundaries even further. Australian researchers from Charles Darwin University have developed a system that can identify lung diseases with 97% accuracy and even distinguish COVID-19 from pneumonia when doctors can't tell them apart. Picture having not one, but two superhuman doctors examining your lungs. The first has a vision so precise that it can analyze every pixel of a scan, detecting the tiniest changes that the human eye might miss. The second has memorized patterns from thousands of cases, spotting subtle clues that even experienced doctors might miss. Together, they form an AI system that's not just accurate, it can explain exactly why it made each diagnosis. Here's what makes this truly revolutionary. While even experienced doctors sometimes struggle to tell COVID-19 from pneumonia on a scan, this AI can spot the difference with 97% accuracy. Real quick before we continue, if you've enjoyed this video so far, make sure to subscribe to Good News for more inspiring stories like these each and every week. Now, let's take a look at our next story. While AI is transforming diagnosis, another medical miracle is unfolding in New York City. Imagine being told you need a new kidney, but instead of waiting years for a human donor, doctors offer you something that sounds like science fiction. A kidney from a pig, specially engineered to work in a human body. That's exactly what happened to Tawana Looney. Now, she's not just surviving, she's making medical history with every step that she takes. Just 2 months after her groundbreaking transplant, Tawana isn't just walking. She's walking long distances through New York City, up to 10 blocks at a time, often with more energy than her family members can keep up with. In a country where 100,000 people wake up every day hoping for an organ transplant, her success isn't just a personal victory. It's a beacon of hope for thousands. The science behind this breakthrough reads like something out of tomorrow's headlines. Scientists have found a way to edit pig organs at the genetic level, essentially teaching them to speak the same biological language as human bodies. It's kind of like giving the organ a human passport, allowing it to live and work in its new home without being rejected. And the results? Well, after 61 days, Tawana's new kidney isn't just functioning, it's thriving. "I'm Superwoman," she says, and it's kind of hard to argue with that, to be honest. She's not just a patient, she's a pioneer. From saving lives through medical innovation to rebuilding them through social transformation, California is about to change everything we thought we knew about tackling homelessness. And here's the surprising part. This breakthrough isn't just helping people, it's actually saving millions of dollars too. Picture a small town dedicated entirely to hope. That's what's taking shape in Sacramento. The Watt Service Center and Safe Stay facility isn't just another shelter. It's a 13-acre community where every detail, from mental health services to pet care, has been designed with one goal: helping people rebuild their lives with dignity. The results are already rewriting the rulebook on what's possible. Sacramento has cut homelessness by 29% since 2023. That's thousands of people finding a new home. But here's where it gets revolutionary. While traditional approaches cost taxpayers $45,000 per person annually, this innovative model brings that down to just $3,600. Do the math. That's not just changing lives, it's saving millions. And over the next 15 years, this single facility will help 18,000 people write their own comeback stories. But here's the masterstroke. Who better to help someone rebuild their life than someone who's done it themselves? Both facilities are hiring former residents as staff members, creating a circle of success that keeps on growing. As Jana Haynes from Sacramento's Department of Homeless Services explains, when you have a conversation with someone who understands where you've been and you see the success that they're having now, it really does give you hope that something could be different. These aren't just buildings. They're proving grounds for a revolutionary idea that with creativity, compassion, and smart planning, we can solve challenges that once seemed impossible. And that might just be the most valuable blueprint of them all. What do you think about these innovative approaches to addressing homelessness? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.